Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
But today I want to share with us in this opening seminar, I want to share with us on the subject of kingdom worship. We want to begin it on a very spiritual note. Because everything that God wants for you to have begins in the spirit. And we want to talk about the strengths that we have as black people or as a people of color. It is important for us to focus on our strength than our weaknesses. It is important for us to focus on what we can do than what we cannot do. Because the human being is said that he likes to focus on his weaknesses than his strength. But God gave you strength so that as you perfect the strength, he will promote you through your strengths, not through your weaknesses. But as a people, we like to bash ourselves and say how weak we are and how we cannot make it just because of certain weaknesses that are inherent in our lives and in our societies.
But
we become a very precautious people who are always saying, be very careful, be careful. When this thing happens to you, be careful. That one will not let anything happen to anybody. Listen very carefully. If you keep telling your children, be careful when you become this, so that this thing doesn't happen to you, they won't become it. Because the caution is able to take hold of them. We have to release ourselves and say that by the grace of God, we are going to make it. And as we are making it, God is going to preserve us in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I came to tell us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, if you are born again, you are already abundantly provided for.
Hallelujah.
It is too late for God not to bless you. Because what Jesus Christ did is enough grounds for God in his justice and in his righteousness to bless your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that in Christ Jesus, you have the righteousness of God himself. You have his holiness. You have his image. You have his forgiveness. You have his victory. You have his weapons. You have his provisions for your physical life and for your spiritual life already. There is nothing you will do that will induce God to do it except what Jesus Christ has done.
bibi biara ni wa ubetumi aya ubedada nyankopon so nya bibi makosi se
So when Jesus came on earth, he said something in the book of Luke chapter 8 and Mark chapter 4 also. He said that God let his son and his reign to fall on the thankful and the unthankful. The Son is representing God's wisdom. God's light in the midst of darkness. The rain is talking about God's plenty and prosperity. If God gives wisdom to unbelievers, to those who are thankful and to those who are not thankful, why do you think that you have to thank God before he gives you wisdom? Why do you think you have to thank God before he showers blessings or prosperity on you?
So
our worship must move away from where we are trying to induce God to do something. Because that one is a circumvention of Jesus. It is not a glorification of Jesus. You feel good and wonderful. Yes, that you have praised the Lord, you have worshipped the Lord, you feel all those wonderful feelings. But the issue is that you did it outside of Christ. You did it outside of Christ. So we have to elevate the motive for our praises. Because God is not just interested in you singing sweet worship songs. He looks at the motive of your heart. As we do it, he asks himself, why are these people doing it? They think they want to bribe me. They forget that Jesus has paid the price for it. And if they are not glorifying Jesus, how can heaven respond to you? But our praises is going to bring much into our lives as a people of color. If only we are going to set our minds on things above. Not on the selfish, self-centered motive. There is no nobility in doing something with a profit motive. It's not honorable. When you are doing something for somebody or to somebody, and your motive is that the person will give something to you, there is no honor in it. But when you do it just purely in service to the person without any ulterior selfish motive, the person is honored and the person is moved to do so much even for you.
So
our mind in worship, ladies and gentlemen, must be that if even God doesn't do anything, whether he blesses me, he doesn't bless me, he protects me, he doesn't protect me, he is God and I need to give my worship to him.
Hallelujah.
That should be the motive for our worship. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So move out of the gutter. the earthly and begin to think like the angels as they worship him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second thing I want to talk to you about the way that kingdom worship is, is that kingdom worship glorifies Jesus. Look at the book of Romans chapter 10. And then verse 1. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. God says that the people of Israel, literal Israel, they love God. They are on fire for God. They have a zeal for God. But the problem is that it's not according to knowledge. Because they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, please underline ignorant. In the Greek, the word translated ignorant is translated ignore. In other words, they know something but they ignore it. The Bible somewhere calls it they willingly are ignorant. They willingly, they don't want to know anything. Willingly, they are ignorant. But look at the danger of zeal without the right knowledge. Verse 3 now. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, that is talking about kingdom righteousness, of course. And seeking to establish their own righteousness, that is religious righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. He says that these people, they love the Lord. They believe in God. They do all that God wants them to do. But the problem with them is that they are set on the religious, not on the kingdom version of issues that Jesus came introducing to them. So in spite of the fact that they are the people of God, in spite of the fact that they love the Lord and they go to church and they go to the synagogue, God turns his back on their worship. Why? Because they are not following the kingdom brand of worship or righteousness that Jesus came and introduced to them. That is why God had to forsake his own nation and his own people, because they rejected Jesus and the kingdom version. The Bible says that they are an example to us. That if God rejected them because they didn't glorify Jesus, as for you, he will just take you out quickly. Just because you don't glorify Jesus. The second thing our kingdom worship is that it glorifies Jesus. It's a worship that glorifies what Jesus has done. If you read the book of Revelations, you understand that the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for us, was also used to initiate the angels of heaven into God's new covenant with mankind. So in their worship to God, they worship God for the blood that was slain in heaven.
Hallelujah. Na sa emoja na Kristo ebe shiegu dije yankwa no. Sa emoja na so no de akam wo asrobofo no so. Ah emma kwen se esom no omo som no omo tuntum onyame enna mo gwama ni moja ninti.
They give honor to the Lamb.
Na eye ogwama no omo de aye yesa no ma no.
You know, the problem with our worship is that it sets aside what Jesus has done, and we worship like unbelievers.
Na dia ye hanu se yenye sum na ye sum no Christ adwuma obeye ne de to nche na ye sum ni biara.
Unbelievers do not belong to the kingdom of God. They don't have a revelation about the blood of Jesus. They don't understand what Jesus Christ came to do for us.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But we are different. We belong to the kingdom of God. And there is no difference between the heavenly kingdom and then the earthly kingdom of God. And the way that heaven worship is the way that those who belong to the earthly kingdom of God must also worship. Angels worship acknowledging Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Many times our worship is like unbelievers worshiping. Because unbelievers, when they are worshiping, they worship God. The first thing they give thanks to God is that they have wake up in the morning.
Point number one.
And they thank God for food that they have eaten. And they thank God for their family, their wives, and their children. And they thank God for all the cars and the buildings and their businesses. They thank God for their clothes. They thank God for their exams results and all that. That one the Bible refers to as a low praise. It is earthly praise. It is religious worship. Because before Jesus Christ came, there were cars, so to speak. There were wives and children and exams and people doing well. And farms prospering. They were there before Jesus came. So do you know what we are doing when we are praising the Lord because He woke us up and we didn't die? And when we traveled from Accra or UK to this place, we didn't die. Do you know what you are doing?
Now, what a shock. When you are there, yeah, yeah. Say ya sorry no pani ebedo nyamia so nyamia da wasi se wa ma yenwu ya da ya yenwu ni ya niate Yeah, that was to say your twin your fruit aeroplane. Echo a hapo de who talk radio to a crowd do if you want a belandia. How bad then you say? Na anase what to kwa ko UK ba wo den nyame ase wa fo emirate wo den nyame ase wa ko malaysia wo den nyame ase ni nyina wo keka.
Hey, how can we do that and get heaven to respond to a religious praise?
Na say ye we ya ya we say wo nyankopon entie ye fi soro ana.
Our praises is supposed to be the kingdom type. They call it high praise.
Na ya som no e ya hini som na wo say kosoro.
It is a praise that acknowledges what Jesus has done, that he took our poverty and gave us his prosperity, that he took our sins and gave us his righteousness and forgiveness, that he took the punishment of our sins and he gave us freedom from punishment from sin, that he took our cares and gave us blessing, he took our troubles and confusion and gave us his peace, he took everything that was evil about us and gave us a heavenly version.
Hallelujah.
Of issues.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say a besuma and nama hinia quino so dia. And then I was say Radimeda was say, well, Christo, what then a mammy? So why you me bonne, now a mammy fa a bonne fache. So when yamia you me no me, now a mammy shra. When yamua you me yare, now a mamma yarasa. When yamua mamma do kunimwa baby biara metiaso. Say Christo ni mojane shogumameno. Now brosam de tata meno. When yamia ya bang who bought your mammy and son ni mojanti.
Our praises must be based on higher things which unbelievers have not seen. They don't know the importance of as he is, so are we in this world. If you know what God has done for you by the perfect love of God, that as he sees Jesus, so are you in this world. Your praises will transcend praising God for a shoe and praising God for visa and praising God for issues that unbelievers are also getting. But you have to lift up your praise and praise him for things that unbelievers do not know, but which you know. Righteousness, forgiveness, victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The person of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says Hallelujah. That we are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We are the circumcision who worship God in the spirit. Philippians 3:3. Have no confidence in the flesh and rejoice in Christ Jesus. Our joy must be in Christ Jesus. We do not rejoice necessarily because of breakthrough. We do not rejoice necessarily because somebody does you a house. We rejoice because of the person of Jesus. We rejoice in Christ Jesus and what his performance has brought into our lives. That is why when the 70 disciples were rejoicing that demons were subject to them, Jesus says that in this rejoice not. Rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Rejoice in your spiritual position in heaven that Jesus has put you. He took their minds off those things because there were people casting out devils also. The Pharisees, their disciples, they were casting out demons by Beelzebub. Say, so don't rejoice in this. Rejoice in an extraordinary thing about something in heaven, your position in heaven, where Jesus has placed you right now.
Hallelujah. Christo beba nina sani oma wenye na awamu ye. Ne diye mbiyo na aba. Christo wone chino. Aba womuni. Christo se. Weyi wu yari ye. Weyi wu numia ya diya mao. Weyi wu kubebreba wuko. Wama wuku ni mdiye. Wama wa yari sa. Wama wu kanko. Eno tise wunya breakthrougha. Ose waje wu numina ma wunshira. Eno tia ya automatic. Nemom ni amoja na be yama wa wo tre ni ya wo wa enye wa ho ade na wo dia ye nemom Kristo moja na ne ade ato so no eno na danyame ase adumu no we yi we fi sumu ade wa ko han wo kasa obun sabtetetwe esasa wa ma utumi surunku bi enam Kristo ni moja na mu eno ena wo se wo yi nyame aye enya wo na ye bu ya wo chechire wo se ni prekuo mu aba wa yarsa wo dada As
you set your affection on these things above, God is going to give you a revelation of Jesus himself. As your worship is full of the person of Jesus, God, heaven is going to respond to you. And you will have such an extraordinary understanding of the performance of Jesus Christ for you on this earth. As people of color, believers, we lift up kingdom worship to God. Heaven is going to respond, and God says that when he hears in heaven, he will respond and he will heal our land.
Hallelujah.
He will bless our people. God will save Africa. Heaven will be opened over Africa. And black people everywhere. If we learn to use our strengths, and we kingdomize what God has blessed us with, mighty things are going to be revealed to us.
Hallelujah.
The things that we are not able to subdue, God by his own spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the God of all grace, hallelujah, after that you have suffered a while, will himself, hallelujah, not sending an angel, hallelujah, will himself come and perfect you.
Na she was say, se emra wa braka krano.
Let me share with you the third and the final thing about kingdom worship. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Now we can Hebrew now was in Jesus Abel oya foria esu ni sin Cain.
Abel's sacrifice was a kingdom one. Cain's sacrifice was a religious one. But it is Cain who started or brought out the idea that let us sacrifice. Actually, he brought a sacrifice first. And the Bible says that he brought first fruits.
Now Bible say what the nyoma kind by
not surplus. The first things that God blessed his farm with, Abel brought it and said, Lord, I am giving the first fruit to you. Cain brought it.
And nyoma edikan awo ne na haban mu no se banchi an edikan ya boy ye no atubo de ne edikan no atwa no de ni na bre wonyame.
But the Bible says that God looked at Cain's sacrifice. Cain was sincere. Nobody pushed him. He felt that, look, I have to honor God. God has done so much for me. Look at my farm. He has blessed me. Let me bring the first fruit. Let me honor him. He was sincere. He was honest. He came from a good heart. But God rejected it.
Now, Abel, oyi yadie ohun se wonyame asira no enu ti ni no maya wadua no ne edikan ya benyinara odibre wonyame oyie difia kuma pam nanso onyame poye
because it didn't have Jesus in it.
Esan se wenye Kristo ewo adwempa.
The Bible says that Cain didn't offer it by faith.
Now was it Cain when you afore no engine gidi so,
rather Abel brought his sacrifice also to God. The Bible says that Abel offered it by faith. Because as he killed that animal, I believe that Abel had heard. Because faith comes by hearing. Abel had heard that this kingdom system that has left man because of sin, by a sacrifice of a lamb,
or an animal, God was going to bring the kingdom system back. Abel did the thing with a certain knowledge, with a certain knowledge of Jesus.
Na Abel wate se sa ewiase onyame bo ne kan ya ena se yi e wo se ogwama bi emojegu ansa na kwaje aba ene ti bible se Abel afori wo yi ye no oyi ya na ejina chidie so.
That is why God accepted his sacrifice. Is it possible that you lift up your hands, you are worshiping the Lord and all that, but God doesn't accept your sacrifice? Is it possible? He said, Papa, I'm sincere. I decided in the purity of my heart that I'm going to do it. Is it possible? It is possible if you put this man, this son of God called Jesus, if you put him aside, God doesn't recognize your sacrifice. He doesn't, no matter how sincere you are, no matter how it wasn't offered to an idol, no matter how you gave it to church. But if Jesus is not in it, and his performance doesn't reflect it, God rejects it.
Na ebetumi abaso anaso wa ma unsa so a wonyame nye. Ana we yi afore bia wonyame na ni nso. And now what the wakuma mu pe akaso onyame we shira mi say entimi di way bra wa sorry mi di way eboa we ya onyame ni mu ana ane ebetumi abasa se wentumi enni Kristo ni na ade a wo ya no ama Kristo hu ewo dia oya no eba ewo mu a wa fori na we yi na ye kwa se Kristo wo mu kuto dia ene no onyame obegye.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.